The first Wild Miles virtual race began as a way for people to have something to do during the pandemic, when so many other events were being canceled. The race enabled participants to feel like part of the Logan community while enjoying the outdoor areas safely. The virtual race covers 106 miles in 39 days. And how did they come up with the number of 106? It's to honor the Stokes namesakes and founders, says Kendra Perry, the executive director of Stokes Nature Center.
It is a chance also for us to just celebrate Stokes, because it is sandwiched between the birthdays of Alan and Alice Stokes, and we're going the number of miles that Alice would be old this year.
While 106 may seem like a big number, Perry says it's really manageable, and the freer structuring of the event gives people room to be creative.
When you break it down, it's less than 3 miles a day if you want to take it in little chunks, or we decided to create structured events to help people get to that goal quicker.
The first event is this Saturday on the River Trail.
We'll have a table with snacks and everything for people to come out, bring a friend, and you're welcome to sign up just for the supported events too. So if you've always wanted to bike all the way around Bear Lake, but you don't want to do the whole 106 miles, you could join just for that.
Since the event is largely virtual, you can count miles from any activity such as running, biking, or even swimming.
You can really do it anywhere, anytime, and just get outside, especially right now. The weather is changing and things are really beautiful, so it's a great time to get out there.
You can register on Stokes' website, logannature.org, and registration will stay open through the weekend. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.